Not all buildings in Els Estinklals served as private homes. In the heart of the simple housing district, houses 15 and 16 reveal a different purpose: production. These rooms have been interpreted as an ancient pressing workshop, a specialized space dedicated to processing agricultural products. House 15 stands out due to its recessed facade, which creates a wider entrance designed to facilitate the movement of materials. Although the rear section is heavily eroded, the front area, known as 15A, retains its elongated trapezoidal shape and clear evidence of a fire. Its most iconic element is a stone press base, a find that is unique in Catalonia due to its chronology and the fact that it remains in situ. This slab, measuring 180 by 123 centimeters, is associated with a system of pits, an excavated tank, and a small channel that connected the entire mechanism. The discovery of charred wood. Both horizontal and vertical beams confirms the hypothesis of a complex, sophisticated pressing structure. The adjacent house 16 also shows signs of intense productive activity. Divided into two rooms, it features a floor hardened by fire, roof fragments with imprints of vegetation, and a large, rounded hearth built upon a base of ceramics. Furthermore, three small circular holes suggest the presence of a raised structure, perhaps related to the wine press, lagar. In the northwest corner, a large, cracked stone slab, bordered by a rim of stones, indicates a specific function within the pressing process. The abandonment of the settlement, dated to around 200 BC, coincides with the tumultuous events of the Second Punic War. The burned houses, such as numbers 9, 10, 15, and 16, appear to have been subject to selective looting, specifically targeting productive spaces like this workshop or the guardhouse. However, it was not all violence. Most of the houses were abandoned in an orderly fashion, with their doors sealed and personal belongings removed. Everything suggests that the inhabitants were warned of the enemy's imminent arrival and had sufficient time to flee. Thus, Els Estinklals tells us a story that transcends mere survival. It speaks of resistance, of adaptation, and of how a community managed to preserve its dignity and legacy until the very last moment.